Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three on this Thursday, April 18th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, I want to remind you, what is the Patriot Voice Radio Network? Four components, two websites, and two phone apps. The show, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon live, repeats every 3 hours on the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I. Download the free one, then search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. That's dedicated to this show only. Simulcasting on the radio station's website, wchy.us, the call letters.us is the website, and the Simple Radio app is not only this show, but the music, 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, starting at noon until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Today's show, 9 to noon live, will repeat on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and as well as the Patriot Voice Radio Network, two websites, two phone apps, tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. So if you're listening tomorrow morning, you'll be listening roughly at about 8:36 in the morning on Friday to today's Thursday's show. We're doing this because we want the information that we take the time, the effort to prepare for, to prep for, to bring you the stories, to be able to have a interaction with my audience, texting me comments back and forth. We want you to hear it tomorrow morning, driving into work, getting ready for work, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning. I get so many text messages at 6:30, 6:45, 7, 7:15, all morning long from today's show. Not a problem. If you ask for a flyer, if you ask for a link, if you ask for a website, I send them to you before 9 o'clock. That's my mode of operandi, to clean up housekeeping for any text messages I get during the repeat of today's show tomorrow morning. I will send it to you. So if you're asking me for the cards, the 9/11 and 11 rec cards, you text me cards, I'll text you the website, tell you how to donate $21, and we'll ship them to you. This is what we do. This is how we operate. We've got two websites. We got two phone apps. If you need information on them, on how to do them, just text me Patriot Voice, PV. Text me PV, Patriot Voice, and I'll send you the information, the instructions. Another package of bills. Two of them. The Senate side, looking at bills that was presented in the House, the Senate Health Policy Committee adopted House Bills 5527, House Bill 5528 yesterday without any opposition. This was a kumbaya moment. They all came together and agreed to vote for this. Mandates. Starting in the 2025-26 academic year, high school athletic coaches must have a valid certificate in CPR and the use of an AED. You know, those electric zappers, clear, bam, they hit you with the thing to try to get your heart started back up. All high school athletic coaches must have valid certificates in cardiopulmonary resuscitation and the use of an AED. The certificates must be issued by the American Red Cross, the American Heart Association, or a similar institution that's been approved by the Michigan Department of Education. Specifically, under House Bill 5527, anybody governing a school would need to develop a cardiac emergency response plan beginning of the 2025-26 school year. As part of the plan, a school structure would have to have AEDs in accessible locations throughout the building, athletic facilities marked with signage, and lacking any locks or barriers that would restrict public access to the equipment. Legislation recommends that the AEDs be accessible within 1 to 3 minutes of a cardiac emergency. Routine maintenance must take place. Both bills were moved out of yesterday's Senate Health Policy Committee with an amendment by Senator Michael Weber, a Republican from Rochester Hills. He is the panel's minority vice chair, ensuring that the legislation applies to private schools as well as public ones. There are 1.4 million students enrolled in Michigan public schools, nearly 74,000 teachers, countless support staff in the public schools. Students, staff, and visitors can become lifesavers when they're trained and empowered to administer care until EMS services arrive, said Cindy DeWolf, the American Heart Association's Missions Advancement Director. DeWolf said that 9 out of 10 people who receive a shock from an AED in the first minute of experiencing cardiac arrest live. She added that more than 15% of out-of-hospital cardiac arrests take place in public settings. But around 10% of those cases end up getting treatment with an AED machine. These bills give teeth to Michigan's existing cardiac emergency response plan law, which currently is ambiguous and provides little guidance for schools, DeWolf said. Having individuals trained in cardiac emergency response can make a huge difference, especially in rural areas of Michigan. Think about the time that it would take for the EMS to arrive, let alone get them to a local hospital. If it happens in a rural school, this is a real emergency. One of the speakers alongside DeWolf was Alex Boerson, a freshman at the University of Michigan who participated in their marching band, varsity football, baseball, and wrestling while attending St. Clair County High School. Well, he said as he warmed up for wrestling practice in December of 2022, with a jog, he felt a tight pain in his chest and hit the floor about 15 seconds later. He said he collapsed about 10 feet from the door where the cheer team was practicing. The coach, thank God, was additionally an emergency room nurse. She was brought to the scene by someone who was there. She knew exactly what it was, what was happening, and what needed to happen, Boerson said. For about 2 minutes, I was in and out of consciousness. And then I finally went into ventricular fibrillation. I turned purple. I stopped breathing completely. And at that moment is when the AED was applied to me and I received a shock. He said the AED used on him had one shot remaining and was expired. The AEDs often have an operational lifespan of 10 to 15 years. It was only after about 15 minutes that he received the single shock that the ambulance arrived. He testified in the hearing. I got a very simple question for you, Alex, freshman at University of Michigan, now here in 2024. While you were in St. Clair County High School, I know St. Clair County. I know exactly where the high school is. right there just outside of Marine City. December of 2022. I got a very simple question for you, Alex. Did you take the China virus COVID-19 vaccine? Yes or no? Very simple question. Without being able to talk to Alex, I'd be willing to bet 95%, almost 99% certainty he got the jab. Young people, especially athletes, this mRNA, not fully tested, in my opinion, experimental drug affects your heart. It kills off cancer, actual cancer-fighting antibodies that are in your body. I know this for a fact, folks, because I saw my own mother, who her physician told her in Shelby Township, Michigan, Macomb County, Betty, if you don't get the jab, I can no longer see you. And she couldn't find another doctor. She went and got the jab. She developed a cancerous tumor on her face and in her lymph nodes. And by the time she finally got to the University of Michigan to have it removed, it was the size of a golf ball. On a totally healthy 88-year-old woman who walks 3 to 5 miles a day, weighs about 95 pounds soaking wet, eats organic venison and buffalo, no medications whatsoever. What 88-year-old woman do you know is on no medications? That's my mom. The hole that they carved her up, her face, the hole in her face. If you want the picture, I can send it to you, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to throw up when you look at it. Was because of the vaccine. I am absolutely convinced of it. And I'm willing to bet a lot of these young people are going to have heart issues in the future. Thank you, Gretchen Whitmer and Joe Biden, and honestly, Donald Trump. It was rushed to market, and you gave immunity to the pharmaceutical companies producing it. Shame on you. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, just to wrap up this story. Officer Rick, listening down from the road in Genesee County, I believe, or at the school. I'm not really sure. He's at the school this morning. Randy, the AED information you're reading from on that story, I'm calling total BS. I had a woman go down last fall when I was working the road patrol. We used the magical AED device. It never even delivered a shock. I talked to multiple EMS workers and discovered that 80% of the time, the AED machines don't deliver a shock. Only 20% of the time do they actually work. So then, using those numbers, you're basically saving 20% of the people getting a shock. What is the actual number of those who get the shock live? So he's calling total BS on this story. Craig says this legislation sounds like it's having a way of dealing with damage control after what was forced down the throats of so many, especially our young people. They got to go after the healthy athletes who took the jab. So now they're trying to protect their butts. We have seen the short-term consequences of the jab. More is to come, particularly when they get older with heart-related issues. Absolutely right on. So here is the bottom line. Here is the bottom line, folks. You can't do anything about it. It's over. Biden has said officially COVID-19 is over. It's ancient history. We need to move on. Vicky and I didn't take the jab. Many of you didn't take the jab. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens in the next few years. Let's see how many people, our friends, end up having heart issues and or dying from the jab they took. Let's see how many of us who didn't take the jab, how many of us die. We'll start to formulate kind of a, I guess you would call it, study going forward. We'll have to wait and see. That's the bottom line. I do want to mention that the deadline is coming up very quickly for Crawford County's event. It's not this Friday, tomorrow night. It's a week from this Friday. I talked to them, and they look like Monday, probably. The 22nd is going to be the deadline. Text me Crawford if you'd like the flyer, how to make a call, get your tickets. Crawford County Republican Party is going to be having a good dinner, a great dinner, actually, great speakers. I know because I'm one of them. But Dr. David Clements, the gentleman who made the movie Let My People Go, he's the main keynote speaker. They're also going to have a gentleman there who was found not guilty for plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer here in an Antrim County courthouse right here in Bel Air. And I'll be giving a very short speech at the end talking about County Strong. Then I'll be jumping in the car and going down to Flint to teach the Roberts Rules of Order and the State Constitution class. If you'd like to attend that class, just go to our website, acconservatives.org. Go down just a little bit. You'll see the post about the Flint class. Donate $49. That is your ticket. So if you're listening downstate and you want this class, this training, come join the Genesee County Conservative Union as we are going to teach that class on Saturday, April 27th. Greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate you guys being part of that. If you like the cards, just text me cards. I'll send you back the link again to the same website, acconservatives.org. Donate $21 and we'll ship them out to you. You can impact 1,100 voters. 1,100 voters with a $21 investment. Also, if you'd like the flyer for Presque Isle County's event coming up on May 11th in Posen, just text me PI for Presque Isle, and I'll send you the flyer on that. And then lastly, the rally Saturday, May 18th in St. Ignace, Mackinac County GOP. Going to have some great speakers, some great candidates. Would love for you guys to be a part of that. Come support these county parties. And lastly, the one I forgot, May 9th, Thursday, May 9th, I'll be in Maswaukee County. I'm the keynote speaker for the Maswaukee County Republican Party, and we're going to get some really great information going back with the folks. They're telling me they're selling tickets to many people outside and surrounding Maswaukee County. So a lot of patriots are going to be there looking forward to being a part of that event as well. Greatly appreciate you guys so much. Very much greatly appreciate you guys being involved. Again, we need county commissioner candidates in Sheboygan, District 2 in Presque Isle, and a couple of races over in Emmett County. Resort Township especially. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great and fantastic, terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the